The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Fantasyland is the world of imagination, hopes, and dreams. It is dedicated to the young and the young in heart, to those who believe that when you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. Come with me to King Arthur's Carousel, to see an elephant fly, to dig for diamonds in the dwarf's gold mine, and to ride a pirate ship through the sky.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic, and on today's show, we are going to talk about prepping for a last-minute Walt Disney World vacation. We are in.
You sound so happy.
Thank you.
You would never know 10 seconds ago, you were just yelling at me.
I was not just yelling at you. Let's keep going, okay? Don't derail me so All soon right. into the show.
I thought that's what I was supposed to do.
No, actually.
Oh. So anyway, you are prepping for our Disney trip, and by you, I mean you, because every time I suggest something, it's not the right thing to do.
I'm such a control freak when it comes to our Disney vacations that it's getting a little out of hand.
Like the podcast, when we go to Florida, I just show up.
We're going last minute. We're not only going last minute with our family, but we decided to drive from
yes.
New England.
Yep.
Fun. And we're going with our...
Whoa. You said we decided to go with... No, they decided to go
oh,
with
they
us.
Oh, they go to that. So we're going to be a big old group of 11 again.
Yeah.
Driving from New England down to the Sunshine State.
And I have to give a shout out to Devlin, who is our nephew, who always listens to the show. And Devlin, we're talking about you on the show, by the way. But thank your parents. Tell your parents I said thank you for always saying they're never going with us until 2 weeks before we go, every single time.
Every single time.
But I'm glad you're going because it's going to be fun.
Because you were going to go with us regardless anyways.
He was just going to ask. He actually asked me if you could fit in our luggage.
Aw, I know.
He's like, you can even UPS me. You don't even have to put me in the car.
Don't even bother.
Yeah.
Just get me down there somehow. So
they won't even know I'm gone.
I'm super excited to go, obviously. And this is last minute. This is a little different than... when we have months and months to prepare for our vacation, because when you have months and months, you have a lot of time to kind of think about your itinerary, even though I love planning. It is, you know, part of our, you know, philosophy is to just chill out and relax
yeah.
and not be so regimented. So it's a balance. Totally.
I think that when you plan your trip so far in advance, and I don't know why I'm even talking about this, cause I don't really have a clue.
Oh
but,
my gosh.
When you plan your trip in advance, it kind of, I think sometimes you can have the tendency to overplan.
True.
You know, I overplan every single minute of your trip and not, cause you have so much time and you're so excited and, you know, Disney trips can be, or not can be, they are expensive regardless if you stay on property or not, especially if you live far away. Like we live pretty far away. So getting to Disney is a hike. It's not like we live a couple states away and we can drive there in one day. If we drive, it takes a few days. And if we fly, you know, there's five of us and it's quite a price tag to fly to Florida and back. So,
especially when you wait last minute, like we did.
Yeah. We didn't plan ahead of time. So
yeah.
Sometimes the last minute trips are better because you just go down there and you do what we always say. You kind of just, you plan a few things, but you don't over plan your whole trip. And you can actually take the time to be like, you know what? We don't have anything to do today. Let's just go walk around.
Right. Let's hang by the pool or let's go. You know,
yeah, like all the dinner reservations are booked. You don't have to really stress out about that. Go get a
that's not necessarily quick service true. Meal.
Not they're all booked, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's harder to get reservations next Thursday for
yeah.
Ohana.
Okay, so the difference is yeah, that's true. Like the more popular restaurants And that would be the disadvantage of waiting to the last minute. But not all of us are planners, and not all of us specifically when we're going down. So, but last minutes are possible. And like Bruce says, it could be even sometimes even more fun or just a totally different experience than you would have if you had planned it, you know, a year before. So anyway, this particular vacation, so we are driving down, which should be hilarious.
At least it's not 4 feet of snow like there was last year.
Let's not jinx ourselves because we still have some time before we get into the vehicle.
I looked at the extended forecast. We're pretty safe, I think.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's accurate.
Yeah. They said tomorrow is not going to snow.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll definitely have to do a show about our driving experience because there's a lot of things that, we've driven so many times that it's kind of second nature for us. But
right.
The last few times we've driven, we actually took a different route. We've just...
taking it not rushed as much, you know, stop it, not drive till 2 o'clock in the morning and until your eyes are all red and burning.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
So anyway, so backing it up and going to plan your trip. So we usually love to stay on property, and that's kind of one of the things that is sort of non-negotiable with me. I don't feel as immersed in the Disney experience unless I'm really there in the resort and I have my dining plan. But that's hard to do it on a last-minute vacation. And first, the first reason is it's usually pricey. If there were any packages, they're usually sold out by now. The rooms are sold out. So you end up paying a premium if you book only a few weeks out. And for me, it's too expensive for me to justify, especially when we usually go when they're offering something, you know, whether it's free dining or 30% off a resort room. So it's really hard for me to pay full price knowing, oh, if I just wait a little longer,
right?
You know, we can do this and have so much more. So,
but then you can get into that analysis paralysis thing where you're constantly refreshing.
Yeah.
And you don't pull the trigger. Sometimes you just got to pull the trigger.
Well, this particular vacation, we are actually staying off property. And that was a tough decision. But when we thought about
I have something I have to confess.
What is that?
I am not actually staying off property.
Oh my goodness, you're not?
No.
Who are you taking with you? One of the kids?
Yeah.
Which of the lucky three?
I think I'm going to take Gianna.
Yeah, I would have too.
She's the most fun. The other two are kind of boring.
Yeah, they're older. So.
She'll do anything I want to do. We'll go swimming. We'll do it'll be like two little kids like that. We'll be like home alone.
You know what? Why don't we do that? You guys stay off on property. We stay off and we'll just meet up.
We should. I don't think we'd ever be able to find you. We'd be like lost.
It would be like lost.
We'd be like those kids on that island from that book you read in school.
Florida seems so huge to me too. When you stay off property, I feel like...
You know why?
Why?
Because it is huge.
It's huge. And even when you're only 5 or 10 minutes away from the actual gate...
The pool?
Yeah. I just feel like it's forever. Yeah. Maybe just... I don't know. But anyway.
This is we're used to being able to, like, we live in the North Shore of Boston. So we walk everywhere. Like, we can walk, our town's so small. It's only 3 square miles, where, like, the pool at the Polynesian is 3 square miles.
Right.
So
it seems so much bigger for us. Yeah. Maybe that's why. Okay. So staying off property, tough decision, but
I don't even know where we are anymore.
What do you mean?
In this podcast, where did we just leave off?
We're talking about staying off property because it's a last minute thing. So there are rooms available. They're just really pricey.
And sometimes you have to weigh, like, this was a last minute trip for us. So, you got to weigh of how much you want to spend and what you're going to do. Cause sometimes you don't have those rooms, you don't have those dinner reservations and your whole trip planned out. So you have to really like crunch time and be like, okay, what are we going to eat? What are we going to do? What park are we going to go to? And then you kind of stay off of that. I don't know where I was going with that.
It's all right. So I'm going to continue with that and talk about – so staying off property can be done. You can have a great time staying off property. We're actually going to be renting a house, which will allow us to spread our wings a little bit, especially since there's 11 of us. And we had stayed different places before on our last vacation when we went with our extended – with our bigger group.
Bigger group?
Well, when we went before with our sister-in-law and stuff, we stayed at separate resort. This time we figured, why not stay together? And we were able to find something.
Whose idea was that?
I think it was your sister's. Must have been.
That always sounds good before you go.
Yeah. And then you're down. Yeah, it's true.
Then you're like spending all day with each other and you're like, what did we just do? Why did we do this? There's like an empty room right next door. Why didn't we just stay there?
That is true.
You know?
But it can be fun. So staying off property, we're saving some money, quite a bit actually. But the reason for that as well is because we're going to use some of the money that we're saving towards some restaurants and some Disney experiences that we normally don't get to do. Mainly because, you know, we budget out a certain amount. So when we're staying on property and we have dining plan, you know, we sort of limit ourselves to the things that you can do while in Walt Disney World, such as we're going to do some horseback riding at Fort Wilderness. We're going to do some things that we normally don't get a chance to do. So that is one of the things that we had to sacrifice, I guess.
Yeah, because those are expensive. Those off, not off property, but like not in the parks excursions or even in the park excursions. Those can have a pretty heavy price tag. So, you know, if you, it's hard for people to go and stay at a resort and also do all that thing, especially like us when you want to go multiple times a year. You don't just go once every 5 years.
Right. So now, you know, like I said, a last minute trip to Disney World doesn't have to be 2 weeks out like us, but even, you know, a few weeks out, you know, month out, a couple months out, because a lot of these Disney experiences, you need to book 6 months in advance, such as, you know, like the Ohana. If you want to go to that restaurant, you really have to know ahead of time. So
even longer.
So what I would suggest is grab your family and have everybody come up with a list of what they think that they want to do down there. So whether it's a specific park, attraction, make a quick list of things that they want to have to see or do while in Walt Disney World. And that way you can narrow down the days that you're there and sort of figure out where you're going to be on what day.
And it can also give you the opportunity to do things that you normally wouldn't have if you really, because when you plan your trip out 6 months in advance, you don't usually say, hey, let's go rent bikes around the boardwalk or go miniature golfing or go for a horseback ride. Because you don't really think of that. You think of the parks and then the restaurants, and then you're kind of booking your days around that.
Exactly.
So you can use this as an opportunity to go rent a little pontoon boat because, you know, you got a free day.
Totally. And I love free days. I love exploring. So having more time to do that and being a little bit more relaxed on your plans is a lot more fun for me.
The only thing that I don't like about the last minute things is the food aspect of it. I do like that we know where we're eating and when.
So let's get into that a little bit, because I am actually in the process of booking a few restaurants. And to my surprise, there have been quite a few open and available, which I'm excited about.
Now, when you say there's quite a few open, are they like, I don't want to say lesser restaurants, because there's not too many lesser restaurants in Disney World, but are they like the restaurants that you wouldn't necessarily book if you had your option?
Not exactly. I was surprised to see, first and foremost, you have to decide what parks you're going to go to, because some of the restaurants that we want to eat at, you obviously need park admission. So one of the restaurants that I was surprised to see open was the 50s Primetime Cafe, and there was a few times available. And I know a few times that we've tried to book in the past, we were unsuccessful. So that was a surprise.
That's surprising too, because we're going during February vacation.
Exactly. So seeing quite a few, the Spirit of Aloha Dinner Show, pricey when you're paying out of pocket, but it is, if you're on the dining plan, on the middle price point dining plan, it is two dining credits. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, paying out of pocket, if it's a great show, and all you can eat dinner, and you know, all you can eat dinner, non-alcoholic and some alcoholic beverages included with your meal, and you get this fantastic show and experience. So that's something that is available a few nights that we're going to be down there, which I was again surprised to see, because that's something that also books up quite early in advance. And there's some new restaurants that were open. So don't be discouraged to go on the Disney website and check out some of your favorite restaurants or some of the restaurants that you know, have heard of and you think you want to try this time. Now being us where we're staying off property, we don't have the dining plan, which stinks for me. I love having the ease of a dining plan. I've never sat down and calculated the numbers. But to me, it was just worth it in the sense of like not really worrying about what I'm going to eat and where. And it's sort of like you book
how much it costs. You don't necessarily have to look at the menu and say, okay, I'm not going to, like, I don't know. As adults, I guess we all, I mean, I do that. I always look at the prices. I'm never, you know, I'm not like, oh, just whatever you want. Although, and sometimes I want something, but it's a little bit too pricey if we're paying out of pocket, I won't get it. But with the dining plan, you don't have to worry about that.
That's true. And that's, I guess, the main draw. It's just so much more relaxing and you feel like it's an all-inclusive resort.
Right.
So it takes the pressure off. But, you know, even with the dining plan, you do have to pay out of pocket for tips. And I remember there was a few experiences where, you know, the menu items were really expensive and you tip based on the amount, the amount of the bill, regardless if you're on the, so, you know, you kind of have to prepare for that. Yeah.
Which you don't usually have.
Not in Disney.
No.
So.
Especially at the higher end restaurants. The higher end restaurants really have great, I mean, they all have great.
They're all great. They're all great.
But they're really super at.
Well, I mean, you're paying, you know.
You pay for that experience.
$60 a dish.
Yeah.
It's probably, it's going to be.
Better be.
It's gotta, yeah. So.
That hurt my feelings just saying that, $60 a dish.
Well, so not being on the dining plan makes it a little tricky for us again, because that's something we have to calculate and budget out as far as like what restaurants we want to eat, where, you know, what's worth it for us. You have to sort of think a little bit more thoroughly on,
and the times when you're going to eat too, because those are important. And not that when you're on the dining plan it doesn't matter, but you really want to maximize those dinners, and you know, maybe eat at 5 o'clock rather than 9 o'clock,
right?
Because then you pick
with the dining plan, it's like there's just always so much food. Like I, you know, we always have food in our fridge at the resort. Cupcakes galore, because we never get to finish them. We're so always eating, it seems like, on the dining plan. So it's like a part of your vacation where you just never worry. So being wasteful, as horrible as that sounds, is definitely, you know, something that you can't do when you're paying out of pocket.
Right.
For, you know, each meal. I mean, you're paying for the dining plan too. It just doesn't seem like it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I feel like I confuse people with the dining plan, because there is also the free dining plan that they offer sometimes during the fall months, which is awesome.
I think if you're going to go to Disney and you're going to stay on property and you plan on eating at Disney restaurants every single time, you should look into the dining plan.
Okay.
Because it's not going to cost you more money.
Right.
But it will save you time, and it just makes it a lot easier.
And you can split a lot of like the quick service meals, so everything seems so much more abundant.
And then if you are on the dining plan, you already paid for it, you know, you might get that $60 dish instead of seeing that $60 price tag and being like, there's no way I'm
going to get it.
It's totally not even on your
I think that's radar. What I like the most about that is that you can just kind of go with what you're in the mood for and not care if it's lobster one night and, you know, filet mignon the next. Right. You don't have to worry. All right. So.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on. I'm lost. But anyways.
Yeah, me too.
But my biggest point of this was don't. A few weeks out or whatever, no matter how, you know, even if you're going down in 2 days, you know, go onto the Disney website and look into those restaurants, because you'd be surprised what is available. And now a great thing that Disney does, which they didn't do before, is they require a credit card hold for your reservation, which a lot of people were nervous about, because, you know, if you forget to cancel your reservation, they charge a fee. But primarily why Disney does this is so that it frees up that space. It really calculates those people that are actually committed to their reservation time, whereas before you could cancel and really not see any penalty.
I agree. I like it, because it
frees it up.
Frees it up. It frees up for the people who are serious about eating at those restaurants, rather than, you know, maybe you see a reservation for a restaurant that you don't necessarily want to go to. Mm-hmm. And you just book it because you're still searching for that other restaurant. But then what if somebody else wants to go to that restaurant and you booked it knowing that for you it's a last resort, but maybe it's their primary choice?
Yeah, you know, and I think that might be the reason why I was surprised to find so many great restaurants available in the next few weeks.
That's probably why, though, because you have to pay for them ahead of time, or put a deposit down at least.
You put a deposit down. I mean, things like the dinner shows – you have to prepay in advance. So that's, you know, going to be a big expense for you before you head to your trip. But, you know, don't forget, you can cancel and get that money back.
Right.
Just remember to do that.
Don't forget. That'd be correct.
But I think
that'd be a horrible experience if you forgot. Oh, well, man, I forgot to go to that show.
And that's the other thing. It keeps the guests responsible for that reservation, so that, like you said, it frees up the people that, you know, been dying to get into the Sci-Fi Cafe, you know,
right.
someone forgets, you know, so it definitely is for the best. And so don't be afraid. So go on that site, check out what's available and book accordingly. Don't forget to download the Disney app. I think the Disney app is a great...
Which Disney app are you referring to?
To My Disney. Yeah, well, My Disney Experience.
Oh, okay.
So once you get down to the parks, because now this is the issue with not booking your resort reservation and your experiences ahead of time, is that you're kind of stuck with, you know, what you can get on the days of parks. So FastPass Plus is not really an option, because you can usually do that with your Magic Band, linking it up. So you actually have to go and kind of see what's available then, you know, as far as wait times. But the My Disney Experience app will actually show you, you know, not only the park hours for the days that you're going to be there, the wait times for certain attractions. So it really is helpful for, I feel more so for a last minute vacation.
Do you have any suggestions if you don't have any more storage on your phone?
Delete some things.
Oh. Stupid phones.
I know. I'm having that trouble too. I don't know.
I swear they do it on purpose. They make you get a phone, and then after a couple of years, they're like, oh, you know what? Let's just bombard their storage with crap so they can't download anything else and they have to get a new phone.
Yeah. Anyways.
I think that's true.
Moving on.
Okay.
So I guess that would be, you know, what did I list? Like a few things so
far?
Yeah,
you said get the app. Make sure you like look at what days you're going to the park. So in don't be afraid to try to book restaurants, because just because that, you know, I think everybody thinks that they just because that you can book restaurants 6 months out, you have to book them 6 months out.
Right.
But you don't have to.
You don't really have to.
Just refresh. Something might pop open.
Keep refreshing. Yeah. And again, just make sure you're living in the moment and just kind of doing what Bruce and I always talk about as far as being down there and just being open to new experiences and seeing things, you know, in different perspectives. Whereas if you have all this time to plan, you know, you tend to overplan and it seems stressful rather than catching, you know, you will miss things that you normally wouldn't have seen if you just kind of relaxed a little bit. So I think that that is a great component to a last minute vacation.
Do you think anybody does last minute vacations like we do? Do you think there's a lot of people out there who say, you know what? Let's go to Disney next week. If you don't live in Florida.
No, I don't think people say let's go to Disney next week, but I think a last minute
vacation. So we're the only ones?
No, but I think a last minute vacation to someone going to Disney could be, you know, even 3 months out.
That's true.
And sometimes you don't know if you're going to really have the funds. You know, we just got an email not too long ago about someone that was thinking of taking an April trip. Basically in the same situation where it's like, you know, I'm not really 100% sure. I want to take a vacation. This is going to be the last vacation with my family. They were moving on, a couple of kids going to college so, you know, but it's an expense. Vacations are always, you know, an expense. So it's not something that you sometimes have and budget out for a year before.
Right.
You know,
unlike
us, if you made it through the winter and your boiler didn't blow.
Yeah, that's us.
You might have some extra funds.
You know, maybe you were expecting 10 feet of snow and you didn't get any yet. So
you're like, you know what?
You know, that plowing or shoveling fee or, you know, all that extra heat that you were going to use that you didn't need to use suddenly freed up.
Exactly.
And you're going to blow Disney World.
We're going to forget the college.
You didn't get 10 feet of snow. What are you going to do? We're going to Disney World.
That's the header.
Yeah.
Let's change it.
That's us.
That's us.
So you have a packing list, obviously, that you made. So let's make that a PDF. I know it's on the website, but maybe we can do something like, what episode is this? 41. So let's do unlockingthemagic.com/41.
Okay.
If you want to just download that, just go to your web browser and do unlockingthemagic.com/41. That'll bring you to a page on the website where you can just download that super easily.
The packing list really comes in handy, and especially for last minute stuff too, because it basically lists everything that you will need while you're down there, depending on how many days down you're going to be.
I think the packing list is better the sooner you're going, because if you are planning a trip a year from now, you kind of have a lot of time to, you know, get organized. But if you're planning a trip like we are for 2 weeks from now, you're like, okay, well, we're going to print that list out right now and be like, what are we going to get? What do we need to get? Like, because you know that the shorter amount of time you have, the more tendency you have to forget things.
Exactly. And my biggest thing too is like a day bag, planning and packing ahead of time before you get down there for items that you're going to need in the parks, stuff like that. You don't really know until you're down there sometimes. And that's kind of why I came up with this list, because so many things can, you know, you can go crazy with your list, but really the most important things are to make it the most relaxing vacation, you know, right. And having these items before you go is really, really helpful. So especially like you know, on the bottom of my list, it's like a before you leave home to-do list. That just gives me a peace of mind. You know, I have like give your neighbors your travel info.
No, especially when you're driving. I don't know what it is about driving versus flying, but when we drive, I'm always pulling out of the driveway and I'm always like, I feel like I forgot something.
Yeah, driving is definitely.
And then you get to that point of no return where you're like, you know what? I don't even care what I forgot now. I'm not going back.
Well, usually now with the, not to toot my own horn, but with the checking, the packing list, it gives you a good way to like check things off and store them in the car. And that's one of the things I do like about driving is like you can basically load up the car the night before.
Yeah, we do that.
I know. And it's, I don't know, as crazy as people might think we are, it's fun.
I like driving down. I actually enjoy the drive down. I do enjoy the drive down a lot. And I enjoy that we do it now relaxing. Why? Not necessarily relaxing, but we don't rush down. But yeah. I don't enjoy the ride home.
Well, nobody does.
I wish we could just leave our car there for next time and just fly home.
Why don't we look
Anybody live down there? We could park our car in your driveway.
We've got a nice car. I'll let you use it.
Yeah. It's a Jeep Commander. It's a nice, car. It's got a TV inside, you know. It's a really nice car. It's good in the snow. Oh, you live in Florida. You don't need that.
It's good in the snow.
Nice in the no snow.
Nice and shiny white.
Yeah. Looks like a stormtrooper almost. If you live in Florida, you'll let us park your car there. Shoot us an email.
Yes, please.
You can even use it while we park it there.
You can use it.
All right. Anyway.
Anyway.
All right. So what else you got for us, Connie?
That's it. I really hope these few tips will help everyone out there have an incredible vacation, whether it's last minute or not. Most importantly, try to enjoy each and every single moment with your family, because that's really ultimately what it's about.
It is?
Stop it.
Is that what it's really just about?
Most days.
I did not get that memo.
Well, yeah.
All right. So this is episode number 41, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to us. If you want that packing list and you're listening to this and you're driving your car, please pull over and go to unlockingthemagic.com/41. Don't do it while you're driving, because that's bad. And you can download the whole list there for Connie's packing list to see if you're going next week like us, or if you're going 2 years from now like us, or whenever you're going. Also, check out our website. There you can hit Facebook, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter or Instagram or all that great stuff. And have your questions. If you have any questions for us, shoot us an email, info@unlockingthemagic.com. Or you can just go to the website and leave us a voicemail, and maybe you can get on the next show. If you do send us an email with a question,
wow.
Should I say people's names? Let me know we can say your whole name on the air, or if you don't want your name on the air.
You know what I want to know? What? I want to know if anyone is heading down there in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we're going to be down there. I think we're going to be down there the 14th, Valentine's Day. 14th through the 20th, something like that. So if you are in the area, shoot us an email. Maybe we can say hello in the parks. We're not in the parks. Cool. Or maybe you can let us park our car in your driveway. And we can go to the hotels together or something. I don't know. Did I just make it awkward?
A little bit. You're basically like, can I just use your magic band and get into the Polynesian?
Well, if you're offering.
If you don't mind.
If you are staying at the Polynesian and want us to be guests for the day, we're totally
available.
Fine with that.
Yeah.
We'll even do a live show from the Polynesian pool, and you can be on it just so we can go swimming with you.
We won't make it awkward.
No.
Not
Can't
at
say
all.
That much for our brother-in-law, but we won't make it awkward.
Yeah, we'll just leave him at the hotel.
That's true.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's
good.
It. Yep. Yeah, that was a good episode. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. If you could leave us a quick review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, we are on both. And again, if you have any questions, you want to get on the show, info@unlockingthemagic.com. And in the question, just say yes or no if we can say your name on the air. If you even want us to say your name on the air. Maybe you don't even want your friends to know you listen to the show.
No, tell your friends, please. You know what? We've been getting a lot of comments on Facebook and Twitter about people just now discovering the show. And I can't thank you enough for all the great comments. But once you discover the show, if you can please let friends and family know, It's the way we can grow the show and do what we love doing. So please, out there, I really appreciate it.
Totally. And leave Connie a comment, because when she gets happy, that means I get happy.
Like, literally for the whole day, yeah. I'm in a good mood. Yeah. So you know what they say, yeah, happy wife, happy life.
It's true. When she's in a good mood, that means I'm in a good mood.
Yep.
All right, I think that's going to do it for this episode.
Yes.
See ya.
Bye, everybody.